broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, it's a great day to play a round of golf. Volcano has a 52, and by the way, we have rounds of golf for two to Volcano Golf Course, where you'll play between the two volcanoes. It is so pretty. All you have to be is the ninth caller, 808-545-1111, and you win. It's so easy. And then later this month for Father's Day, we're giving away two rounds twice at Poipu Bay. By the way, at Poipu Bay, there's a 910, a 950, an 1118, and the Bay City Techs, they're out. I should actually say it's Bay City Tech 2030. That's their full name. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Volcano Golf Club has an 836 and a 910. It's 52 degrees in Volcano. Makalei has an 850 and a 926 and a 1018. Okay, let's come to Oahu. An 850 at Turtle Bay and a 936 and a 1028. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 920 and a 1030. Eva Beach Golf Course has a 1022 and an 1130. And we've also got walking only on Maui. I don't know why, at Kahili Golf Course, but that's a really good way to play a round of golf. 840, 938, there's something about walking. You get a sense of the lie, you know, the roll of the course, and it's just a more natural, try it. It really works nicely, and if it's walking only, you don't have to worry about the time. I mean, you can't, you know, dilly-dally, but... Wailea has a gold course. They do. They have a gold course, and they have... rounds of golf at 11:10, 11:42, and 12:02. Emerald has 1 p.m. exactly. And on the blue course, they're raising money. It's the 100 holes of golf. Gosh, guys, be careful. Okay, ladies, if you're playing, have a great, great time. That's 100 holes of golf in one day. Maui Nui has an 856, a 924, and a 1024. And this, get this, it's going to be mostly sunny in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy by afternoon. I'm actually looking forward to the isolated scattered showers if they happen to happen, because with the variable winds 5 to 15, I've been enjoying these cool northerlies. It's going to be 87 degrees today. That is the high today, 87 degrees. All right, mostly cloudy in the evening, becoming mostly clear, and then it's going to drop down to, you know, between 66 and 71, so at least we'll get to sleep. All right, that's the weather forecast. Those are your tee times. My guests this morning, I have a great show lined up for you. Lisa Cornwell, author, troublemaker, a memoir of sexism, retaliation, and the fight they didn't see coming. Yeah. Bob Bupka, voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK, co-host with Kelly Elbin. Musings on golf. He's just back from Frisco, where the PGA of America has a brand new golf course. I wonder if they're going to play the Ryder Cup there one day. Elisa Godet, founder Women's Golf Day. Max Novina, the executive director, PGA Tour Century Tournament of Champions. Man, they raised a lot of money. We're going to talk about that. And Matt Adams, host Fairways of Life. That's a free, you know, just listen to the podcast, iOS, Android system. He's also NBC and Golf Channel, and you can see him. Great guy. And you know where he's playing a round of golf? The home of golf. The home of golf, St. Andrews, Scotland, walking off the course, dialing in shortly. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe, cleanup, 24-7, licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPac Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
All right, as we await the man coming in from St. Andrews, I want to remind you that Patriot Golf Days is underway. And we've got all the tour. We've got so many great courses that are participating in Patriot Golf Days. And of course, it used to be just one day, not anymore. Now it's Patriot Golf Days. And that means that you can give to Folds of Honor for the entire year. It's just really wonderful. And so many of our great golf courses across the state of Hawaii are participating in Patriot Golf Days. You can make donations as well. Just you simply go to Folds of Honor and make a one-time donation if you'd like. There's a donate button, donate today on there. If you go to your golf course, you say, I want to participate in Patriot Golf Days. Maui Country Club, Eddie Lee, Golf Tech Hawaii. See, you don't even have to go to a golf course. Golf Tech, Jason Digert, Pukalani Country Club, Ron Huffman, Mid-Pacific Country Club, Mark Souza and Kyle Kunioka, Oahu Country Club, Stephen Sim, Turtle Bay Golf, Travis Jerger, Poipu Bay Golf Course, Craig Sasada, the King Kamehameha Golf Club, Rick Castillo, Ko'olina Golf Club, Greg Nichols and Andy Ferreira, Kapalua Bay Course, the Alex Nakajima, Michael Castillo, the Princeville Mackay, Michael Nieder, Hokulua Ocean Course, Tommy Freestone, Waialua, Daryl Rago, Wailea Blue Course, and the Wailea Golf Academy, Claude Brousseau. All of these folks are participating, and you just put the money in the bucket. It's right there. Just, you know, round up your tee fee. There's an idea. So do participate in Patriot Golf Days, and it's all year long, so don't feel pressured. You got to do it today. All right. I'm so excited to be talking with Matt Adams, host Fairways of Life with Matt Adams. Matt is live weekdays, 8 a.m. Eastern, around the world via the app. It's fairwaysoflife.com, on demand at every major audio platform, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. He's a multiple New York Times best-selling author. Matt Adams, most recent, his 12th book, The Golf Round, I'll Never Forget. But then again, I might have that wrong, because the way Matt writes, it could very well be that he's come up with something that he didn't tell me about it. Welcome into the clubhouse, Matt Adams.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. How was your round at St. Andrews, you lucky man?
Yeah, we're here at St. Andrews, but today was not playing the old course. We played a course called Dukes today, which was the first time I actually saw Dukes. It is a lovely little golf course. We just finished minutes ago, and everyone's loaded up on the coach, and we're ready to go back into the old today tune and have a dinner at a pub called the Jigger Inn that you might know alongside of the road hole at the old course and get the week started. So we're just getting underway, and everybody's super excited.
Oh, that's wonderful. Are you going to play the old course?
Yeah, we play there the end of this week. It's on Thursday or Friday. We've got Carnoustie in the mix, Cruden Bay, and it's when you come to the Kingdom of Fife, it's amazing. And we use, you know, plan these trips, even though they're fancy. We have a service here called St. Andrews Golf Travel, and it's doing an incredible job taking care of all the details, but I don't think they've made any money yet, because they have a guarantee that you're going to shoot the best round you've ever played or your money back.
Oh, my. Has anybody talked to them about not promising these things?
Yeah, I was going to tell them. I'm not sure if that's the best market.
Yeah. Okay.
It's been great.
I bet it has been. I can only imagine from the beautiful photographs I've seen. I've not had the pleasure of being in Scotland or St. Andrews. So it just sounds like, you know, a place I'd never want to leave. If I, you know, now, I'm sorry. Don't put me on that airplane. I don't want to go back.
Yes. It's awesome. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful place.
So in the world of golf, you know, Tiger Woods will not be playing the U.S. Open this year. Yeah, you know, really. No one surprised. I mean, he can't even put any weight on his recently fused ankle. But, you know, Matt, I was surprised to hear that this is his last year of exemption into the U.S. Open based on past performance. So, I mean, if Tiger wanted to play some year, would they make him qualify?
No. I mean, if Tiger was able and willing to play, 99% that they would find a way to get Tiger Woods an exemption to play in the U.S. Open, especially with the reason where he's still of an age where if he heals up and he can hit the golf ball and if he can contend, if he thinks he can play well, they're going to give him an opportunity to do so. Because in any event, whether it's whether it has the stature of a national championship or not, there still is the matter of business. And the matter of business when it comes to major events are, to who I work for, NBC and Golf Channel, they're going to want ratings. And NBC has the contract with USA for this Open. They're going to spike because Tiger's playing, especially if Tiger's playing coming off of an injury such as he is. So for that matter, it turns out
We're losing you just a little bit at times.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying you're going to have many more people buying tickets to get an opportunity to get a glimpse of Tiger Woods on a Thursday and Friday, if he makes the cut or otherwise.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any reason for that to keep us awake at night.
Yeah, no. It was just, you know, when I heard that it's his last year, I'm like, yes, come on. If Tiger wants to play, I'm sure they'll find a way. Yeah. So that was just one of the things. There's so many different storylines. But as I, you know, before I introduced you, I did mention that you are NBC and Golf Channel, and I really enjoy when you are hosting, let's say, Golf Channel's Golf Central. I think you do a great job. It's really wonderful, and that's why I know that your work on your own show, Fairways of Life, is terrific. And have you written another book since the one I mentioned?
You know, I heard you mention that. I actually, my publisher wants to do, I've never done this before, but they want to do a revised version of the book that you just mentioned, which was called The Golf Round I'll Never Forget. So I don't know if that actually counts as another book in one's, you know, resume. They make you do a bunch of new stories, and then they put it out there. But I don't know why publishers do that. I don't know enough about how the business end of it works when you're just the scribe. So I suppose I can't imagine a person that already bought the book would come out and buy a new edition because it's got a few new stories in it. I think it's just to kind of keep it fresh in their sales paraphernalia. So that's what I'm guessing. In any event, you're right. I got to write some more stuff.
Yeah, it's a new audience. That's what they're doing. They're going for a new audience. You know, people, they want you to update it so that a new crowd comes out to buy the book. And that's great.
Maybe so.
Yeah. All right. PGA Championship. Let's get down. Brooks Koepka, 3-time PGA champion, LIV golfer. Will he be a Ryder Cup U.S. team member?
Well, I mean, we're hearing more and more. Seth Waugh is the CEO of the PGA of America, and he flat out said if Brooks Koepka qualifies for the United States team, he's on that team. Now, that's a think about that for a second. Now, it sounds logical, and it sounds reasonable, and you hear that, and you go, okay, what am I supposed to make note of that? The note being that if this was 6 months ago, if this was a year ago, I don't think we would have that same assurance. So the fact that they're flat out saying, look, then he's on the team. It doesn't answer the question if he's close, for example, because there's designated events to go, there's two more majors to go, etc. Say he doesn't play well, which I think is unlikely, in the next two majors, and someone gets on a hot streak in the designated events, he could get pushed down below the 6 automatic qualifiers, say the 7th or 8th, and would he get a captain's pick? And we don't have any clarity on that. Although, in my own mind, I don't know how you have an American player that finished 2nd in the first major, wins the 2nd major, and you don't have him on your United States Ryder Cup team.
Couldn't agree with you more. I mean, that seems crazy. By the same token, LIV Golf is still trying to get into the official world golf rankings, you know, and so all of their players are tumbling down, and it's hard to get back up. It's not easy to get up to the top, but with someone like you...
That's true.
Right, but with Brooks Koepka winning this major, the PGA Championship, coming so close at the Masters, it just makes sense. he must have points.
It does. And when you consider what's next, too, you've got the U.S. Open. So you've got basically a target golf course with small greens. They're smaller than average. Okay, he's pretty good at that. It's a U.S. Open course, so obviously the putter is going to be paramount. There's no signs of weakness from Brooks Koepka when it comes to his putter. He has it off the tee. If you look at his strokes gain and his performance in terms of greens and regulation, et cetera, he was in the top 10 in everything. Not shocking because obviously he won the event, but that's also Brooks Koepka. He rises to another level at these big events. The final major, of course, is the Open on this side of the pond at Royal Liverpool, Hoy Lake. And when you look at that, it's not the most formidable of the Rota venues. We're not talking about Birkdale. We're not, you know, talking about one of the most difficult ones like a Royal St. George's or a Royal Port Rush.
Yeah.
We're talking about Liverpool, which is relatively flat, relatively straightforward. Okay, give Brooks Koepka a run where there isn't any particularities in there. It's just smash it out there, put it on the green, and try to make as many birdies as possible. And I think Brooks is in a really good position that he could win the Open at Royal Liverpool. We could be seeing a historic year before us with Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, really. And remember the year that Tiger Woods won at Royal Liverpool and he never used his driver? He went iron, mm-hmm. iron all the way. It was a phenomenal performance. Absolutely loved watching that.
2006, that was when Sergio was wearing the all yellow. He had yellow pants and yellow shirt. And after people were over here, the papers were calling him the canary.
We had some as we say in Hawaii, going on then too. All this service between players, you know, and all this live golf and PGA Tour and rrr. But it seems to be mellowing, as you say. Rory McIlroy finished T7 with his C game. Would you even call it a C game?
I think the thing with Rory that you look at, what happens with Rory is everybody focuses on his putter. I think the issue with Rory is his wedge game. If you look at Rory from 125 to 150, he's ranked 198th on tour. That's not even close to average. So the issue with Rory is that he puts pressure on the putter first because of what he's doing, the wedge in hand. However, I think what happens with Rory McIlroy is more a question of motivation than it is ability to execute. So if you look at Rory, say when we go back 3-4 years ago where Rory seemed to just be off a little bit, and it just seemed like Rory wasn't fully 100% engaged. And I think he went through kind of a soul-searching time after the Masters when he cost himself $3 million by not getting his pit money for not going to the RBC Heritage. And I think that was about a Rory McIlroy that was on some level saying, I need a break from all this. So there was a resurgence at the PGA. It shows you his mad talent. But what we need to see from Rory McIlroy, is he there again? Is he motivated there again? Does he care enough to win again? And again, I think the PGA was pretty good. I think he showed signs. So it's hopeful, fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go back to the PGA Championship and the star of the show, Michael Block. You know, pretty phenomenal watching him and that hole in one and playing with Rory and just, you know, being the top of the world. And he missed the cut. He didn't do well at the Charles Schwab Challenge. He got a sponsor's invite, and we heard it on the phone. And but do you believe that he has sunk, that the fans have turned on him because he said, you know, if I had Rory's length off the tee, I'd be a world-class golfer?
Yeah, I think it's you always have to be careful in terms of gauging where the temperature is of the public based on social media. Because social media, while they'll have their flashes of enthusiasm because he was so fresh and so new and it was so easy to get behind him and be excited about it, and then turn on him when he misses the cut. I mean, what do you expect? Half the field missed the cut at the Colonial this week. So, you know, I don't try to gauge too much based upon what the opinions are in social media, because by and large, it tends to skew negative, at least when we're talking about Twitter. From that perspective, what Michael did was he provided us with tremendous entertainment at the PGA Championship. I don't have any greater expectations for Michael Block beyond what he did at the PGA Championship. I hope he enjoys the ride. I hope he gets more opportunities. I hope he continues to do well, and I hope it continues to be as entertaining. But to judge him from week to week as if he's playing out on the PGA Tour and it's a standard that we should expect from him, I don't think that's fair. And we'll see where this ride goes for him. But right now, I just think it's, from my perspective, from a fan's perspective, it's just, I enjoyed what I saw, and if something else comes of it, so be it.
He was wonderful. Yeah, he was wonderful. And the fans were upset with him for saying that, you know, if you had Rory's length off the tee, you know, it's like, so what if he says he could be the number one golfer in the world? He's riding high right now. Don't he? And
yeah, but the thing is, Danielle, there's 1,000 golfers that could say if they had Rory's length and accuracy off the tee, they'd be number one of the world.
Yes.
That's there's nothing about that that's offensive.
Exactly. That's right. I thought, my goodness gracious. Yeah, oh, he's got a big ego. Yeah, so what? You know, he's riding high. Leave him alone. Enjoy him. All right. And you know, I got to ask you about Phil Mickelson versus Brandel Chamblee. You talk about social media. What is going on between these two guys?
I think what's going on, you just alluded to it. You mentioned it, how things seem to be settling down so much, and that you've got members, not just Brandel, but you've got members of the media that want to continue to stir up and drive the debate between LIV and between the PGA Tour. I believe, however, the rank-and-file fans around the world are saying, enough already. Let it go, settle down. So some of this, I think, is a fabricated effort to offend. And I think Phil is smart enough to know, although Phil says some things sometimes that are head-scratching too, but I think Phil is smart enough to know when someone's trying to exploit him so that they can build ratings for a particular show. I'm not blaming Brandel for doing that, because that's what the name of the game is to try to get eyeballs. And if they said, hey, Phil Mickelson's coming on with Brandel Chamblee on Wednesday, and they're going to debate the merits of LIV versus the PGA Tour, who in their right mind is not going to watch that? I would love to watch that.
Yep.
All I'm saying is that, again, it's a separation between entertainment and reality. And the entertainment right now is for one party that wants to continue to push their agenda when that agenda is starting to lose the attention of the public. And on the other side, you've got Phil Mickelson, who is staying true to form to his cue sheet, too. And so I think there'd be a lot of anticipation, but my suspicion would be is it would come across pretty much like one of the presidential debates, where there's a lot of noise, there's a lot of bluster, neither side really listened to the other, and they all hope to have won the public opinion by a quip here and there.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing about golf and golfers and the golf community, we're like family. And we've always had one, you know, the PGA Tour, the PGA of America. And you always knew where to go. This was, and all these guys are part of the family. And then all of a sudden, there's this outlier. They're doing it. What, you know, what's going on? I don't understand.
Yeah.
They're fighting, and they're fighting.
The family is fighting right now. They don't all want to sit down at the table at the same time. But like you said, that happens. I mean, the core that holds all of us together is the game of golf. And I happen to think the game of golf is resilient, and the game of golf is going to survive regardless of agendas on either side.
Right on. Matt Adams, host Fairways of Life. Fairways of Life app. It's on both iOS and Android systems. NBC and Golf Channel host, reporter. You'll see him on Morning Drive, not Morning Drive anymore, is it?
Golf Today, yeah.
Thank you very much. I love Golf Today. It's 3 hours, and it's in-depth, and it's fabulous reporting. And thank you so much for being on. And enjoy Scotland and the home of golf. I'm so happy for you. I want to be there.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for having me on. It was an honor.
Thank you, Matt. It's an honor for me.
Bye.
Aloha. All right, we're going to come back. Max Novina. Boy, they raised a whole lot of money. Century Tournament of Champions after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Ivele. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store.
We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at CyPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having CyPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at CyPAC.com. That's CYPA.com.
Got to make this 30-foot putt. Checking the break, three fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter?
I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Yes, Max Novina, Executive Director of PGA Tour Century Tournament of Champions, January 3rd through the 7th, 2024 at the Kapalua Plantation Course. Max, it's just 220 days from today.
Hi. Aloha, Danielle. Good to be with you and your listeners.
Hey, you know, I saw a picture of you surfing. Man, you were so totally into it. I think that's, you're awesome.
I'm embarrassed to say that since moving to Maui, I've only gotten in the water twice.
How long have you been here?
just over a year. So, I was joking with Pete McPartland from Century on Wednesday at our charity announcement. That was my 367th day on Maui.
And you haven't been in the water to surf yet. Yes?
Two times, yeah. Once before the event, once after the event.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Certainly on my list of personal goals.
That's wonderful. And what a wonderful time for you. I mean, raising over $650,000 in the yearly generated funds. Tell us about that. That's a lot. That's got to be a record.
It is a record, and we had a really special day on Wednesday. We hosted our charity announcement at Kalima o Maui, one of our designated beneficiaries. Century, a delegation from Wisconsin called Connected Communities, was also on Maui. And we had, you know, 60 or 70 community and business leaders, and, you know, really a celebration of the game of golf, a celebration of the event that we just hosted in January, and, you know, most importantly, a celebration of this fantastic community that we have here on Maui.
Absolutely. Century Insurance Chairman of the Board, President and CEO, Pete McPartland, here in Hawaii it's kind of like a distribution of the wealth going to the Boy Scouts of America, Friends of Children's Justice Center, Halemakua Health Services, J. Walter Cameron Center, Kalima o Maui, Lahaina Luna High School Foundation, Lahaina Junior Golf, among others.
Indeed, and we're really proud of the fact that while we're a golf tournament, and a, you know, very unique and special one at that, our recipients represent a range of care, everything from education, elderly and disabled service, youth programs, and environmental protection. And so I say this often, but I truly mean it. it's not just our responsibility. It's really our privilege to support these areas of need.
Yeah. I mean, the tournament also donated to Friends of the Pu'ukukui Watershed Preserve to help support their important environmental work on Maui. And that's just so much. Maui United Way, Whale Trust, Hui O'a'a Kaulua, Maui Junior Golf, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, University of Hawaii Maui College, Imua Family Services, Kumulani Chapel, Maui Health Foundation, Maui Strikers Soccer Club, Maui Preparatory Academy. All of these they've benefited from the Century Tournament of Champions and the income from that tournament for the charities exceeding by, $50,000? The record that had come, so it was overall $694,705. Now, how is that raised?
Yeah, it's raised in a variety of factors. Certainly the support that we received from Century Insurance, our title partner, but then more broadly, anybody that interacts with the event, whether it be playing in our pro-am, perhaps hosting customers in our various hospitality experiences, buying a ticket, volunteering for the event. So it really is about all of the various constituents coming together and contributing in their own way.
Yeah.
And I'll also just say the number is nice, but putting the number to the side, it's really about the impact and all of those organizations that you just mentioned. They're very, very good stewards of the funds that they receive, and they ensure that it creates tremendous community impact and benefit across their organizations.
Yeah, you know what? And I almost forgot that the players, the qualifiers into the Century Tournament of Champions, which, of course, you've got to win a tournament to get in to the Century Tournament of Champions, and we'll go a little bit more about how that's changed. But if they wore an Aloha Friday outfit, like a shirt, a flowered shirt or something like that, for every piece of clothing, like pants, shoes, I think Ricky Fowler wore a shirt, pants, and shoes one year that were all flower bedecked. The money goes into the pot.
Yeah, it's a really incredible program that we've developed with Century. And so we start with celebrating Aloha Friday, obviously a tradition on the islands, as well as many other places. And so on Friday, Century will donate $1,000 per apparel piece, either hat, shirt, pant, or shoe. So using the Ricky example, he really embraced it when he played last, and Century donates up to $4,000 per player, and I believe this year we raised over $30,000 for local charities through this Aloha Friday program.
Yes, I think it's wonderful, and it's so colorful. So our tournament, Century Tournament of Champions qualifiers so far: John Rahm, Siwoo Kim, Max Homa, Justin Rose, Scotty Scheffler, Chris Kirk, Nico Ichivari, you help me with his name, Echevarria?
Yeah, Echevarria.
Echevarria. Kurt Kitayama, Taylor Moore, Sam Burns, Matt Wallace, Corey Connors, Matt Fitzpatrick, Davis Riley, and Nick Hardy. That was when they were teamed up. Tony Finau, yes, Tony, Wyndham Clark, and Jason Day, they're all in. They've won. Do we add Brooks Koepka to the list?
Well, first off, how amazing is it to see Jason Day back in the winner's circle?
He last won five years ago. Yes, that made me so happy. Yes.
For him to win on Mother's Day, I think was made it even more special. Brooks Koepka played fantastic at the PGA Championship. I'd certainly congratulate him on his victory. Having said that, Brooks will not be in our field.
Okay. So all of the winners on the PGA Tour, they earn their entry into the Century Tournament of Champions. Now, that used to be the case, but the field has been expanded by explain that if you're not a champion, but with, I think it's within the top 30, you're also.
Yeah, so, the 2024 edition of this event is going to bring many great changes, and one of them is an expanded field. So for 2024, our field will include not just winners from the previous year, but also the top 50 players from the final FedEx Cup points list.
Okay. Oh, wow. So, I mean, that opens up a lot of people. People have been really close, and, yeah, this is really exciting. So what's the number that you expect to see at Century?
You know, we've modeled out, call it over the last 5 to 10 years, and we're expecting somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 players on the field this year. So last year we had 39 players in the field. Xander had the back issue, and I think on either Friday or Saturday had to pull out of the event.
Right.
So the field's going to grow by about 50%, which I think is really exciting. Just means, you know, more great players, more great action around the plantation course at Kapalua. And by the same token, we're able to, you know, preserve, I think one of the things that makes our event so unique and special is that proximity and intimacy with the players and with the athletes. Danielle, I have a son who's 8 years old and starting to play golf, and he plants himself at the first tee as everybody's doing their flash interviews after their round, and literally every single player stops for every single kid to sign an autograph and take a selfie. And that's one of the things that makes our event so unique. At a lot of the events on the mainland, with bigger galleries and with more players, you don't get that kind of connection between player and fan, and you know, certainly player and all of our kids, makes it even more special.
It is. It is super, and it is intimate, and it's wonderful. That's the Century Tournament of Champions. Is there something that you wanted to mention that I haven't given you a chance to?
I think beyond the expanded field, in 2024, the Century Tournament of Champions is going to be the kickoff event for the PGA Tour season. And so, you know, think MLB opening day.
Yes.
And it's going to be a very, very big deal for the game of golf. And, you know, certainly the purse has been boosted, but there are also going to be 700 FedEx Cup points at stake. And so when you think of the prior PGA Tour schedule, where it was a wraparound season, and it actually started in the fall, and it took a while to kind of get going. In 2024, right from the get-go, there's going to be tremendous consequence, and I think that's only going to elevate the platform for the tour, for the game, but you know, most importantly for Maui and for Hawaii.
Yes, it's a designated event. We're kicking off the season, the 2024 golf season, with the Century Tournament of Champions. And it's time. I mean, it sounds silly, but it's only 220 days away. It's going to go like that. Did I do that? So you need, it's January 3rd to the 7th, January 3rd through the 7th, 2024. And it's always best to make your reservations early so that you can get the place you want to get. And maybe a little bit, sometimes when you reserve earlier, then you get a little bit of a break on the price. It's time to plan. It's time to plan. Max Novina, Executive Director of PGA Tour, Century Tournament of Champions. Thanks so much for being in the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. All right, we're coming back. It's Women's Golf Day. Yeah. Alisa Godet is with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club. Who am I?
St- Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? What is
that? I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
Nice door. Nice door. Hey, that's a beautiful door.
Yes, Mike, it is. Rayner has helped thousands of Hawaii homeowners improve their home's beauty and safety with a new door over the years. We specialize in helping people get the right door so they can enjoy their door now while adding to the value and security of their home.
This is little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rayner Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
All right. It's time. It's time to win two rounds of golf at Volcano Golf Course between the two volcanoes on Hawaii Island, the Big Island. You can win. You've got to be the ninth caller. 808-545-1111.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Alisa Godet, president of Executive Golf International, author, Two Good Rounds, book series, really good too. Passionate about growing the game, so much so, she's the founder and the organizer of Women's Golf Day. It's at womensgolfday.com, and right now she's in the clubhouse with us. Alisa Godet, welcome in.
Thank you, Danielle.
You know,
aloha,
and I should say it's actually like Women Golf Days because now it's a week long celebration.
Exactly. This is the first year. This is our eighth year, if you can believe it, and this is the first year we're doing this. A lot of people said that had grown over the years, and Tuesday wasn't convenient for everybody, so we made it a week long, and the golf location can pick the day that works best for them and host it that day or multiple days. We have some places that are actually doing it multiple days. So it's, it'll be really interesting. I'm very excited to see how it goes. And it will kick off with our digital day on May 30th.
So what's a digital day?
That's our WGD Palooza, something that started out of COVID and everybody liked it so much. I mean, anybody's men, women, children, anybody, it's short format, videos and interesting things from, celebrities from golf and some of our partners. We have this year a guided tour through the USGA Golf Museum that's in New Jersey. So, and we did a couple years ago, we did the World Golf Hall of Fame, and we think that's neat because a lot of people might never get to go there. So there's, the curator took us through, and it's a little bit more through the eyes of women, but you can go to womensgolfday.com, like the Palooza, and register, but it's free. And it's on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all simultaneously with a live chat, and there's giveaways after every segment.
Wow.
But it's short format, and it's fun, and it moves, and, it's a Palooza.
It's a Palooza, yes. It's Women's Golf Day, a week-long celebration, May 30th. To June 6th, so the golf course can pick the date that works best, or as Alisa said, maybe even do a couple of things. And some of the sponsors include Gallus Golf, Callaway Golf Club, Club Course Sky Sports, the Royal and Ancient, R&A, a World Golf Foundation. So far, you've got 1,200 locations in 80 countries lined up already, or is that an accurate number?
That's an accurate number, but that's not this year. That's like from when we started.
Ah, okay.
So from when we started, but we usually run around, I'm going to say 800 to 900 per, that's what per year.
Yeah.
What we do, like I said, this format is a little different. We know, for various reasons, some come on, some come off. The 80 countries, I know we got 3 new countries this year that came on. And we have interesting stories that we did a good job this year really kind of putting some news stories together that we think are interesting. One is, Japan, for example, last year had 3 courses. This year they have 136.
Wow.
That are registered. Yep. We worked a lot over the summer with them, with the Federation. And it just, if you think about it, Danielle, if it was us or anybody, the point being is if our genuine intent is to grow the game, like how amazing is that? Just us working with the Federation and getting, it to expand. And like I said, even if 5 women showed up, which is going to be a heck of a lot more because we're watching the social media. But if you think about it, how that increases and just makes it more acceptable, open, more opportunity to try it and get more women and juniors out there.
Yes. No, it's wonderful. And you've done a magnificent job. I mean, you've done a lot in, 7 years? Is this the 7th year?
This is the 8th year.
8th year. Wow. It seems like time flies when you're having fun.
I feel all the 8 years.
So,
especially right now, especially this week, let me tell you, we're burning. A small team is probably maybe, 8, which has grown a lot, too, but 8 or 12 of us. But everybody's burning the midnight oil
yes.
as we get down to the wires. A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Good stuff, though.
So some of the different things that a location, if you wanted to host a women's golf day, you can do instruction. You can have a little league, like a ladies' league. You can have clinics, on-site dining, a special event. All sorts of different things can be done within Women's Golf Day. And whatever your head professional or your assistant head professional or someone, maybe you've got a PGA instructor like Claude Brousseau, who has his own academy, could do something, Women's Golf Day. And that just, not only do you do a little something to introduce the women or the participants into the game, but you then maybe a little food and drink afterwards. So you introduce them to the golf course. They get familiar with going to a place that they've never been to before. And that familiarity breeds comfort. And I think that's really
so important,
right?
Yeah, especially for women. That's what the data shows. And, all they have to do is register with us, and they automatically, the locations get a digital marketing kit. And we do have a prescribed, format, but they are welcome to, make some adaptions. But, the suggested is that the first 2 hours you have some clinics going on. So, maybe an hour on the driving range, an hour shipping and putting. And then the women that know how to play golf go play a 9-hole like shotgun scramble. So, and then there's a social component. You get a social component before or after, but we also know that is another way that women get very comfortable is being able to talk to other women. And somebody says, hey, just come next time, bring a putter and just come on the cart with me. And you can, just so they get comfortable. And that is an issue for new people coming into the game, especially if they have not had a relative or a friend that knows if they really want to try it. Because people hear that it's more popular, you can do it up to any age, all the stuff we know. So we want to make people feel that they can come, even if they don't. We have 2 hashtags, bring a friend and make a friend. We all have a friend we wish played golf.
Yes.
We all could invite somebody to come, and then, you can always make a friend when you go to this. We all have made friends through golf, that's for sure.
That is absolutely true. And when you play golf together, the thing that you develop a relationship so quickly that you'd never be able to develop in any other circumstance, because you're putting yourself in a position of like, okay, I might make A, as we say, but everybody else around me is, equally nervous, equally uncomfortable. And then after a little while, you're celebrating each other's victories and you're going, oh, no, worry about that defeat. No, it's no big thing. Let's just have some fun. And there's laughter and there's camaraderie that develops. And it's just, it's really, really healthy. It's, you know, people talk so much about mental health. Well, laughter is good mental health. That'll help you. So you're just getting together and having a good time. Really, really. That's why Women's Golf Day, I think, is so cool. And so what you're doing for next year, and so every golf course that registers for next year would have a year their own golf page?
No, they have it now. All of the golf courses have their own they have their own page. We added some other, you know, through also talking to a lot of the golf courses, we added three extra areas on this, like a Facebook page, effectively. And it has travel, instruction, and events. So you literally just can put one or two sentences and a link. So obviously every course has instruction. So if they're looking to have more clients, you know, people can search for it. Just look Hawaii and instruction, and it would pop up. So it's to help these golf courses promote themselves even more. A lot of them have other events, either something that they want people to come to, a charity event, any type of thing, or some of them that have championship and they're selling tickets to whether they're running a PGA event or, you know, seniors, women's, what have you.
Right.
All that can be put in there, and as well as, and a lot of them are just trips. You know, when we talk to the golf courses, you know, some of them are looking for to get people to come, and, you know, they have these weekend, you know, stay and play, shoulder season, all that type of stuff. But, you know, someone would have to get to their website to find it. Well, you don't know what you don't know. So here's one other source where they can be putting that out there. And, of course, you know, we really only we've developed into hopefully what everybody perceives as a resource. There's how to find a handicap, all of that type of things. And we talk about ourselves for about 45 days as we lead up to these events. But the rest of the year, we're really talking about what everybody else is doing. So this is a great way for us to be able to, you know, if a golf course puts it on their page that they have these trips, you know, our social media team, our the ones who do the newsletters can grab that stuff and put it out there, and just makes it like, you know, people can find out. You know, somebody sitting in Boston that's like, oh, I'd love to go to Hawaii. You know what I mean?
Yes, right, exactly. So, yes.
Especially in certain months of the year. But, and it also just helps them get it out, you know, more and more.
Yeah.
Get the word out for the, you know, the golf courses.
Right.
To,
right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Alisa Godet, president. Are you still president? I forgot to ask you, Executive Golf International?
Yeah. So not much going on there because this is kind of taking over.
You've taken over your life. Yes. Founder and organizer, Women's Golf Day. Go to Yes?
We have one super interesting thing.
Yes.
On Wednesday morning, we are ringing the opening bell of the New York Stock Exchange.
Oh, far
with
out.
Our friends from Acushnet, so Titleist and FootJoy. So for those that follow the markets, it's going to be a really neat thing. So, you know,
I'm thinking I don't have a little sounder that I can do the ding 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 ding.
I know. Yeah.
Wonderful. That's fantastic. When you get to be at the opening of the stock market and be a part of it, that is an amazing feeling. I've actually been in that position once, and that was really something. Alisa Godet, Women's Golf Day. That's womensgolfday.com. Really easy to go to. Get over there. It's a week-long celebration. Find out all about it. Thanks so much, Alisa.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Have a great weekend.
You
everybody.
Too. All right. We're going to talk with Bob Bupka. He's just back from Texas. Yes. He went to a place I'd like to see because it's really special. It's the PGA of America's new headquarters. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Ivele. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Don't give up. We haven't gotten our ninth caller yet. We only have one line to take calls. It's 808-545-1111.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Bob Bubka, he's author of The Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event. Released in first ebook edition by Diversion Books, updated and revised. And, of course, he hosts his own show. And, Bob Bubka, welcome back, just back from Frisco, Texas. So good to have you on the show.
Well, that's quite a segue in radio. You just went from the beauty to the beast.
you're a handsome man. Give me a break. And you look pretty in pink. Isn't that the?
Yeah. I love pink.
I know that shirt that you wore at Kapalua, it was amazing, and the photo of you is wonderful. So, is Senior PGA Championship, Frisco, Texas? That's real close to Dallas, home of the PGA of America. Hey, home of the PGA of America. Do you think they'll have a Ryder Cup there?
First off, I want you to repeat after me.
Okay.
I, Danielle Tucker, hereby promise, that at my earliest convenience, I will go to Frisco.
I will go to Frisco, Texas,
to see the magnificent, brand new headquarters for the PGA of America, Danielle. It is absolutely mind-boggling. It's a $500 million project, and it's just simply incredible.
Wow. And is there one tremendous golf course? Is it more than one course?
There's two courses. One is operational. They're holding the Senior PGA there as we speak. Another golf course is going to be open shortly, but there's so much to see. And I want to share with you, a rather funny story. Earlier in the week, we got to meet the general manager of the Omni Hotel, which is on property. It's an Omni Golf Resort now. And the following day, we're in the lobby of the hotel, and the general manager says to me, "Bob, come here, I want you to meet somebody." So I go over, and he's introduced as the president of the Omni Hotel.
Whoa.
And I said, I looked at him. He looked about 30 years old, maybe 35. And I said, "Good golly, do you mind me asking? I mean, you have a pretty lofty perch here, and you look so young to me." He said, "How did that all come about?" He said, "Well, I went to Duke, and after Duke, I went to Yale for a while, and then I went to Harvard, and then I studied to get my MBA, and now I'm here. I said, "Wow, well, that really explains it to me." And he says, "And oh, I forgot one thing. My mother and father own the Omni Hotel."
Oh, yeah, it helps to know the right people. All right, let's on the note of, you know, the Senior PGA Championship being played, Patrick Harrington, Katsumasa Miyamoto, Stuart Sink, Steve Stricker, Alex Chechka, they're all at the top of the leaderboard. That's a phenomenal leaderboard. And they're playing the Fields Ranch East Course.
Right. Gil Hance design. It's going to, I answered to your question earlier, yes, it is going to host the Ryder Cup.
Yes.
Yes, it is going to host the PGA Championship. Matter of fact, on the schedule already are 26 events for Frisco, Texas. So that's up to about, I think, 2035. I'm not making a reservation for the hotel for that 2035 event. I can assure you of that.
No. Come on, Bob. Don't think like that. Why wouldn't you go for 2035? It's a great year.
Well, it's a long flight down.
Oh, okay.
Or a shorter flight up.
Yeah. But then there's the car. You can drive, you see? Okay? We don't need to.
An electric car.
Yeah, an electric car. At that time, we'll be doing that. So it's two 18-hole courses. One is a Gil Hance, and the other is Bo Welling, or did they work together?
No, they're separate. Gil Hance came up with a masterpiece. He's for quite a while, he's been right atop the totem pole as a golf architect, and he was given an unlimited budget here, so that made it quite nice. And found out the director of golf operations is a club professional that we originally met at the Four Seasons, where the Byron Nelson was played for so many years, a gentleman by the name of Paul Ernst. And we were happy to see that he was director of golf. And I said, "How's things going here, Paul?" I said, "It's an awfully big operation." He said, "Well, I do have some help." I said, "Like what?" He said, "Well, I got two full-time pros. I have two full-time head professionals under me, and I have six assistant pros under me."
Wow.
So I said, "Well, a stable of nine pros, I guess you can handle two golf courses."
Yeah, I think so. This is really spectacular. It's interesting how he's built the green into the general rough of the natural grasses. So I'm just looking at pictures of Fields Ranch about 3 weeks ago. And then there's tree-lined areas, and there's water. It is spectacular. It looks like it's a tough course to play, too.
Yeah, well, it's challenging. It's a championship course, and located within a few miles of the PGA headquarters is the National Hall of Fame of Soccer. And they have a magnificent structure for their hall. And it was quite interesting to see about 200 soccer fields all at once. I mean, you turn right, left, east, west, north, south, all you saw were soccer fields. So it's really becoming quite the sports hub.
That is great. Frisco, Texas. Is it a large? I mean, are they going to be able to take in? If there's a Ryder Cup, that's a lot of people.
Well, there's, it's only about 20 miles from downtown Dallas.
Oh!
I heard there's quite a few hotels in Dallas that could accommodate. And the Omni Hotel on property, 500 rooms in itself.
Yeah.
So
all right.
They're well prepared. They're well. Julius Mason, who, you know, we've known for a long time in the media department of the PGA of America. We met with him, and he was so proud. I mean, it's just magnificent. Every way you turn, it just blows you away.
Wow.
I mean, right outside the media room, they have this wonderful monument that lists all the members of the PGA of America Hall of Fame. That is something to really see. And then one of the most intriguing things, I've never seen anything like it, is in the lobby of the media center, they have this gigantic board, I would call it. I guess it may be 15 feet high by 15 feet wide. And when you look at it, you see these pictures pop in, pop out, pop in, pop out, all simultaneously. And that's every photo of every member of the PGA of America flashing up at some time. It takes your breath away just to stand in front of it.
Wow. That first class all the way. I wouldn't have expected anything less. And I wish I'd known Julius Mason. I haven't seen him since, I don't know, Poipu Bay, when they hosted the Grand Slam of Golf. Yeah, great person. It's good to know he's still with the PGA of America. That's awesome.
He really hadn't changed at all. Well, let me modify that.
Okay.
His wallet's a lot bigger now.
Bob Bupka is the voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK, co-host with Kelly Albin, Musings on Golf. And we can find that anywhere that a podcast is available. Is that correct? We just look for Musings on Golf?
You got it, Danielle. Thank you for the plug.
Absolutely. You're the best. Thank you so much. It's the Senior PGA Championship at Fields Ranch. And that's the Senior PGA being played on the East Coast. That's where we're on the East Course. And it's all at this new PGA of America headquarters in Frisco, Texas. And I've heard so much about it from our Aloha Section PGA and traveling to and from. What they've done is they've made it easier for the PGA of America members to come together in a equal distance location. So instead of everybody having to fly to the East Coast or everybody having to fly to the West Coast, everybody from the various coasts get to fly into Frisco or Dallas, Texas. And that just makes it so much easier. And it's great. It's awesome. Bob Bupka, thank you for...
One quick thing, Danielle.
Yes.
Our Musings on Golf, we're paying tribute to the Falls of Honor. And we have a gentleman on that you got to hear his story. He was held captive in Iran for 444 days. And he told us that the first 30 days, he was strapped to a chair and blindfolded.
Oh, my God.
30 days strapped to a chair and blindfolded, and then finishing out 444 days. When you hear his story, you really become proud of the United States of America.
Absolutely. And that's perfect because it's Patriot Golf Days, of course, all year round, but on Memorial Day weekend, it's really something we focus on. And you'll find Bob Bupka and the story. Tell us his name again, please.
He is Sergeant Stickman. Rocky is his first name.
Awesome.
Rocky Stickman, 444 days in captivity. And I said, how did you get through it? He said, very simple. I am so proud of the country that I was in the service for. It made it easy.
Wow. Wow. Bob Bupka, voice of golf, Talk Sport in the UK. That's a radio, huge radio station in the United Kingdom. And he's co-host with Kelly Albin, Musings on Golf. Thanks, Bob.
Oh, one quick thing.
Yes.
One quick thing, Danielle. You mentioned Talk Sport.
Yes.
During the PGA Championship, the president of TalkSport sent me a communication informing me they just did their latest survey, and TalkSport averages 3.9 million listeners that listen an average of 42 hours a week.
Wow.
3.9. Almost as many listeners as you have.
Oh, yeah, right. Bob Guy, I love you. Say hi to Janice for me, okay?
I will certainly do that. Thanks for having me on, Daniel.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. We're coming back. Lisa Cornwell, former All-American and author of Troublemaker, a memoir of sexism, retaliation, and the fight they didn't see coming. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun? Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com. MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
Breaking news. If you've ever wondered how to improve your home's looks at a reasonable price, a beautiful new Rainer garage door may be perfect for you. By investing in a Rainer door, you will have a strong, quiet door to enjoy now and increase your home's value should you sell. Now is the best time to order your new Rainer door with the gorgeous looks you've been seeing on other homes. Improve your home. Call 676-3667 or visit HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu.
Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Lisa Cornwell never shied away from standing up to bullies. When she was a freshman in college, she saw a man hit a woman in the face with a closed fist, while a paralyzed crowd stood by and watched. Seconds later, she took matters into her own hands with a 3-iron from her golf bag. Lisa Cornwell, former All-American and author, Troublemaker, a memoir of sexism, retaliation, and the fight they didn't see coming. Welcome into the clubhouse, Lisa.
Hi, Danielle. Boy, that was a really good dramatic read. Maybe I need to get you to do the audiobook instead of me. That was world class.
Why, thank you very much.
I was sitting here reading it going, wow, that sounds really good. Listening.
Lisa, you chose somebody who's been on my show before, Tucker Booth, to work with you to write this book, Troublemaker, a memoir of sexism, retaliation, and the fight they didn't see coming. Why Tucker?
Tucker, boy, you know, I didn't know Tucker when this project started. He's become like a brother. The interesting part is this is a book that really speaks to women, and I get a man to help me with it, which is funny. But I think, but his writing style, first of all, you know, there were a number of people who I would have wanted to get that I couldn't afford, you know, a seasoned ghostwriter per se. But when I started this project and I read an expose or profile piece that Tucker had done on Michael Whalen, the first executive producer, at Golf Channel, it's just Tucker's writing style and the way that he told that story and sort of spoke to me, I guess. And so I reached out to him, and he had always wanted to do something like this. So it was really a perfect partnership for both of us because it allowed me to be able to afford him and it allowed him to be able to step into the business. And we're great friends now. I love him like a brother, and I could not have done this without him. It was just a great partnership throughout.
Wow. You know, when I read some of the, you know, excerpts from this book and from what you're talking about, how long did you go? Did you work under the conditions that you were working under?
It only got really bad, I would say, the last couple of years. Of course, my last year after I'd been demoted and I was working remotely, I had already filed an EEOC complaint. So that was a really weird time. And then the whole blow up with the Mizuno incident happened with Jeff Russell, which starts off the book at chapter one, and just I couldn't believe that he did that in the middle of the EEOC case, and we detail it. But, yeah, I would say as soon as Jeff Russell got in that position, everything with my job changed. You know, I write about the issues with Brandel Chambly and some of the things that happened with Matt Janella, but bottom line is they're employees of the company. They should not impact my job. Little did I know how much power they had with Jeff in terms of their friendship and their closeness. And by the way, you know, Jeff is married to the executive producer. So it was like total nepotism at play. And that's when everything changed.
Wow. All right, here's an excerpt. A man in his 60s, who was my boss, screaming and cussing me out and sending me home over a gender-related issue from a women's golf tournament during the middle of retaliation, gender discrimination, EEOC case. I don't know what organization allows that to happen, but Golf Channel didn't do anything about it. Now, tell us about the Mizuno Irons and GU Lin.
Well, your show doesn't have enough time, but it did get a lot of play on social media. So quickly, I was covering, back then it was the ANA Inspiration, it's now the Chevron Championship. We all know it from many days long ago. It's the Nabisco Dynasure, the first major on the women's calendar every single year. And I was out there covering the event. And again, this is after I'd been demoted. I was only a part-time reporter now, and the EEOC case was going on. So I still did my job the same as I had always done it. I've always been a defender of the LPGA Tour, defender of women's golf. And when I knew the story personally, because I know Xiyu Lin very well, we both live here in Orlando, I knew the story about how Mizuno had denied her the golf clubs. And it didn't, like they tried to come out and say, happen a couple of days before the tournament began. It happened 10 days before. And they just flat out said, no, we don't have, you know, the tour rep basically didn't want to deal with it. That's what happened. And so, you know, I made a comment knowing that they had shunned her because it would never happen in men's golf. She wasn't asking for a contract. She wasn't asking for money. She just wanted to play their clubs in a major. So when she was leading after it was in the first round, she did bogey a couple of holes coming in, but I interviewed her and I'm, you know, made kind of the remark right off the top saying, I bet the Mizuno tour rep who made you pay for these irons is regretting that decision now. So what Janet did is she went out and bought the irons at a local Edwin Watts and had her club builder basically build them to her specs. So it was absolutely absurd. And Mizuno got what they deserved in the whole issue. And then they tried to deny it. Jeff Russell screamed at me over it. And they put out this false a statement on social media trying to defend their actions and say that I had misreported the incident. They were doing all these workarounds, which was total BS. Janet, the player, called him out and said, your statement's wrong. The club builder said your statement's wrong. The entire or most of it, I'll say 95% of the folks on social media knew that they were lying. They were just trying to cover themselves up. And from there, it just escalated. He screamed at me, and then he sent me home after he cussed me out. So it was just, look, it's a power-hungry person with a horrible attitude, a horrible temper. He's notorious for it. I've experienced it. I've had dozens of women contact me about his tirades, and that's who they put in charge of on-air talent there at Golf Channel.
Well, what do you hope to have happen after writing this book, Troublemaker, a memoir of sexism, retaliation, and the fight they didn't see coming? What do you want?
I think that that's the best question that anybody can ask. Like, I wrote this for several different reasons. First of all, I wrote it for me. Very cathartic. A lot of things happened. And I wanted to get my full story out there because I think it's important because so many women have experienced it. I want people like Jeff Russell and Brandel Chambly, who treat people like this, to know that the days of being silent are over. And there's always going to be somebody like me out there who will challenge them and push back and expose them for the people they are. And then I want change at the corporate level. You know, I work for the PGA Tour now, doing PGA Tour live broadcast on ESPN Plus. And the culture, Danielle, is fantastic. They are so respectful. And it's not that hard, right? Like, you just be a good person, treat people with respect, treat them fairly, and everybody will enjoy their job. And that's what the culture is like for us at PGA Tour Entertainment. It's the best place I've ever worked, but it's because the bosses care about treating people the right way. And they don't put up with egos. They don't put up with bad attitudes. And the minute that that comes into the workplace, they'll show you the door. They don't care who you are, at what level, they don't tolerate it. And Golf Channel not only tolerated it, but oftentimes welcomed it.
That seems so strange to me. There's also something that really put me off. You were talking about a co-worker who was nervous about their new gig at golf, and people were making fun of the person's being nervous and it's showing on air.
Well, people weren't making fun. My direct boss, my day-to-day boss, Mark Summer, was making fun. And everybody else was uncomfortable, but nobody else said anything. And this is at a dinner. We're covering the NCAAs in Oregon. And he stands up and says this. And the person who was having these issues, I've been friends with for a long time. And I mean, there was no way that I was just going to sit there and let him do it. So I stood up and I just said, look, Mark, we don't talk about our coworkers like this. This is, you know, this is a serious issue. I've dealt with anxiety on air. It's nothing to laugh about. And
no, it's not.
Of course, anybody who's suffered from it, whether you've been on air or just, you know, in your bedroom, anxiety is crippling. And I couldn't believe it. That let me know. I mean, that raised all sorts of red flags. But obviously, from that moment on, it caused some conflict with my day-to-day boss. And that was pretty early in my time at Golf Channel. But it let me know that those things could possibly happen, that those things are tolerated at the network. And I saw it happen time and time and time again, a lot of which I write about in the book.
Why didn't you just walk when these things started to happen in the early stages?
Well, I mean, I loved my job. You know, there were a handful of people at the network who were bad, I will say. But there's so many people who I loved. I mean, I loved my day-to-day job. I loved covering golf. I mean, my background in golf, obviously, you know, it was a dream job, which is what I called it. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, early on in the beginning, Molly Solomon, who is the executive producer to this day, I got along with her really well. Things with Molly did not go south until her husband got in the role that he did, which was overseeing on-air talent. In fact, this is how bad the nepotistic environment was there. They had to give her husband an SVP title just so he didn't directly report to his wife. So instead, he could report to the president of Golf Channel. But still, he became my direct boss, even though she was really my main boss. So it was like this whole dynamic that was just a very odd situation for all of us. Because the minute that you have a problem with the person who oversees you, in my case, it was Jeff Russell, but he's married to the woman who controls your job, you know, you're in a pretty bad situation.
Yeah.
And that's what we all faced. And that's why, because of my direct conflict with Jeff Russell relating from Chamblee and Janelle.
And I'm really glad that you have a job with PGA Tour. Lisa is the author, Troublemaker, a memoir of sexism, retaliation, and the fight they didn't see coming. There's a foreword. Hillary Rodham Clinton wrote the foreword, a very powerful one, I'm told. Now, I have not read the book yet. I'm looking forward to getting it. Where can we get your book?
On Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target. You can get it anywhere they sell books online.
Okay.
So Amazon's the easiest. I mean, obviously Barnes & Noble, but I would say the quickest and easiest is Amazon.
Amazon.
And it's, you know, it's interesting in this whole political climate. I can't tell you the number of people who have messaged me or commented on Twitter, and they said, I would read the book except for Hillary wrote the foreword. And what people don't know is that I'm related to Bill. I've known Hillary since I was a little girl. This is not a political foreword. This is a very personal foreword from a woman who has been a big part of my life, my entire life. And, you know, sometimes we can take politics out of it and just look at personal connections. But, I mean, obviously, as a woman, Hillary can speak to this issue really as most women can. I mean, you don't have to be Hillary Clinton to relate to this story. I'm sure you can.
Yes.
My sister can. My mom can.
Yes.
Every woman who I've talked to said, basically, me too. I get it.
Yeah, exactly. And you did something about it. You didn't want to be quiet anymore. Okay. I really appreciate your time. I look forward to reading your book. And I thank you for being your honest. And when I read what you did as a young woman who just couldn't stand, you know, never shying away from standing up to bullies. Thank you very much for being the person you are.
Thank you.
Aloha.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Danielle.
We're going to thank the people who make this show possible. CyPack for cybersecurity for your company or organization. CyPack, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. The number is 861-9595. Online, CyPack.com. We're honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. Hey, their new headquarters in Frisco, PGA of America. If you love this game, or if you just want to get into the game, a PGA is perfect. Just call the golf course closest to you, and they'll help you get in touch with someone who can share their love of the game of golf with you. Rainer Garage Doors, beautiful look, maximum security. It's quiet. It's your first safety zone. And the Rainer door adds value to your home. It's perfect. The perfect time to get it is now, 676-3667. Okay, you can look at all the designs, too, at HawaiiDoor.com. That's 676-3667, HawaiiDoor.com. MD Restoration, floods, fires, disasters, call them. Flood or fire, doesn't matter. You need help immediately. MD Restoration's on it. Not only will they respond to you day or night right away, they're licensed contractors, so they can fix it, whatever was damaged. They're MD Restoration, 528-3434. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is next door to the Costco gas station on Alakava in Iwilei. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment, it is just about hurricane season. It's time to get ready, okay? You know there could be power outages. You should go over to Aloha Power Equipment, talk to them about maybe some of the storm proofing they might be able to help you with, and certainly about a portable generator that you may want to have so that you can take care of your family and have electricity that takes care of the refrigerator and all of your food. So talk with the folks at Aloha Power Equipment. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. And the show is at radiogolfclub.com. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.